piece of dialogue.
In 3 weeks, most women don't have enough time to be late, you morons.
I mean, you...
28 days. 21 days is not enough to even figure out you're pregnant.
How many days do you have to figure out that you're not pregnant?
Women's cycle is every 28 days. If she just finished a cycle and got pregnant, she wouldn't have enough time in 21 days to have missed a period.
If she's late,
she wouldn't be late.
She wouldn't be late yet.
What I'm saying is, her period's supposed to be, let's say, the second, and she doesn't get her period, and 2 weeks later, she can't be pregnant.
She could have got pregnant right after finishing her period. Okay, so her next period isn't for 28 days. The 21-day period you're talking about, her period's still not due for another week.
But most of them don't ovulate until day 11 to 14.
She's saying most women don't ovulate until day 11 or 14.
You can get pregnant during any of that time, though.
You can. The percentage that do at such an early time after the period, they don't ovulate then. General ovulation is between 11 and 15 days is when you're going to get your conception. And they're 2 weeks later, is not always, not 100%. Of course not. Not everyone has red hair, but people do.
The only 100% contraceptive that works is not doing anything. Everything else has a failure rate. And as soon as you grow a friggin' uterus, you can tell me what to do with mine.
Are you saying that I don't have a uterus?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure neither one of you do.
How do you know that?
Do you want to do an exam right here?
No, not actually, I don't. I'll go ahead and divulge the private details of my life. I do not have a uterus. So how is that relevant to our discussion?
Because you can't get pregnant, you don't know, and a lot of people who think they know what they would do in instances, because I used to have to talk to a lot of them, a lot of women who think they know that they're pro-choice or they're pro-life, when it actually happens and they have to face that decision, may find themselves making a decision against what they thought they could do.
I think you're exactly right that many women who say, I'm pro-life, end up having abortions when they get into the situation. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that they need to make the decision that's best for them. And whether it's keeping the baby or whether it's aborting the baby, that's a very personal decision. And I don't think they need asses like you shoving anything down their throat. I think that's a personal decision. I think that everybody's capable of making their own decision, and I don't think there's anything wrong with letting people know there's two sides to an issue, but it's legal in this country still, thank God, and there's no reason to scare the hell out of people for no particular reason other than you guys are grandstanding and trying to make something illegal that should be. You want it to go back to going into coat hangers and seeing people die for no good reason, or should it be under medical care where it's a fairly safe operation for the woman? Well, you know what? That's a woman's choice to make. And it sure as hell be, you know what, all you people that are so pro-life, what happens when these people keep the children? You don't want to help support the children as they grow up. Because nobody does. Look at the Republican Party that are really anti-taking care of anybody.
I just like to speak to that because 22 years ago, we were blessed with the most amazing daughter through the gift of adoption. Okay, her mom made a sacrifice, carried her for 9 months, gave life to her, and made a difficult decision to place her for adoption. And let me share this part with you because I think this is what's so amazing. You talk to that 22-year-old, beautiful woman now, and I ask her, she says, you know, Mom, I would like to be able to meet my birth mom to simply thank her for the gift of my life.
So in this situation, and I actually kept my child, but it was my choice to keep it. I worked with other young women who made the other choice.
Could you imagine this?
Wait a minute. Who had to make the other decision? That was their choice. They knew what was best for their life at the time. I worked with one young lady who had a full ride to college. She knew that if she took, she had the abortion, she could go on, finish college, be able to raise a family, be able to have a job that she could support herself in. She knew otherwise that she'd be making minimum wage the rest of her life and be struggling, and she didn't know how she was going to feed this child.
And
decided for her, the best choice for her was to have the abortion.
Could a better choice have been giving that baby life and then sharing the gift of... A gift of it, because let me just say this.
For her, it wasn't, because she would have lost her scholarship.
Well, let me say this. Let me say this though. I think what you brought up here is a really important point, and that is that the situations that women find themselves in when they're pregnant and they didn't plan to be pregnant are very difficult for them. Is that part of what you're saying?
Yes, and men usually aren't around or don't give a shit to stay around.
See, that's where I'm going to agree with you, that men should stay around and men should be held accountable for their actions, or they should be responsible in that situation. Can we at least agree on that?
Could. That doesn't make it happen.
I agree. So there's a practical problem that the women are stuck with, right? And that's what you're speaking about.
They're younger. They don't have the funds. They don't have the medical care. They don't have a lot of the things that they need to continue. Would that change some of their decisions? Sure.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Do you agree with what she's saying, that these situations are almost impossible for some of these women? They're very difficult.
And those are the women that we need to reach out to support, to let them know what those options are, stand by their side, and help them work through those options. And I do want to say this one blessing is, praise God that you gave your baby girl life, and she is the person that she is. Praise God the birth mother of my daughter gave her life, because I don't think that this world would be a better place without our two daughters. So what? Oh, sons. Okay. Sons. Life is life. And all I'm saying is this. I believe in my heart, through talking and meeting with birth moms, it's not that they want abortions. It's not that that's the answer for them. They are scared, and they don't.
Sometimes it is the answer for them.
They had more information and just more support and a broader idea of what their options are. They would be able to make that other option, because this is what I believe. I believe any young woman, and I've worked with a lot that have an abortion, are able to put those feelings down and keep them there for a long time. But eventually they surface, and they have to live with the fact of what has truly happened. And I think that girls that go through placing their babies for adoption live a more complete, healthier, happy life, knowing they gave their babies life. And
Do you think that's true?
No. I think that most women, whatever decision they make that in good faith. They've thought it over. They have not taken it lightly. My advice was always to do what was best for them. I told them not to listen to mommy, to daddy, to the boyfriend, to anybody else, that they had to listen to their own heart.
Are you?
They had to do what was best for them.
In your own heart, just in your own heart personally, do you believe that adoption is a...
Are you asking, is adoption a viable option for those women?
I think it's a great option if somebody can do it. I personally didn't. It wasn't something I could do.
It sounds to me like you're saying that...
I have no problem with adoption. I'm just saying you cannot take away you cannot take away abortion as an option. It's wrong. I mean, just because it's not something that works for everybody, there are some women that it does work for, and I don't want to see it disappear back to back rooms and coat hangers.
And is your reason for saying that abortion is a viable option, or should be, is that because you believe that abortion until a certain point doesn't take the life of a human being, or what's your view on that question?
My view is that it's a woman's choice.
You mean the woman chooses whether or not the unborn is a human being?
No, the woman chooses whether to continue with the pregnancy, because the pregnancy is only as viable as long as she wants to keep it in her body. It's her body to do what she wants with.
Meaning the embryo is part of her body?
Only as long as she wants it in her.
Okay, so do you, if someone, I guess I'm not sure what your view is on that question, because you're saying abortion is an option.
Go to court.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure. I'm not sure who's talking. Who's talking at this point? Would you like to? Hold on just a second. No, she's talking, and then you can jump in.
I just want to know what happens if the guy wants to keep it. You're saying it's her choice, but it took two people to make that baby.
Tom, the men aren't involved.
I'm sorry, we didn't get to hear your comment.
If the man's involved, he can go to court.
So you think the man should be able to argue for it, that the woman he slept with and she got pregnant, that he should be able to go to court to argue that his fetus should be born 5 months from now or whatever it is?
Yeah. Why doesn't she have to go to court to argue that the fetus should be gotten rid of?
She will be arguing against him, won't she?
But that's a double standard. She can make that choice whenever she wants, which I'm kind of against, but he has to go to court to argue for this.
So didn't she be banned from getting abortions because you're against it? That nobody else should have the choice?
Well, I think the reason that pro-lifers might give for abortion being banned is that they think that it's the same kind of act as killing a one-year-old. It's killing a human in their mind. I'm not arguing right now for that position, but...
It's going to happen anyway, so you're going to let people go back to, you know, having it done in back rooms and increase the odds of dying horribly versus a sterile surgical procedure.
Go ahead.
So having an abortion isn't dying horribly for that baby?
Well, you know what? The baby's only there as long as the woman wants it to be there.